Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is, I'm going to mispronounce it. Adagio on San Antonio by Los Lobos, a cover of a Flaco Jimenez song in honor of the Grizzlies, completing their road swing in San Antonio tonight.
Do we know their last 4-0 road swing? It's been a while since they won three straight on the road, right?
I think that's last time I had this in my game story after the last game, and it may not have been one road trip. It may have crossed two different road trips. But the last time they had won four straight road games was, you have to go back to December 2022 to January 2023. Wow. It was end of December, beginning of January. Then was the last time they'd won four in a row on the road.
All right, no Wemby, right?
No Wemby. I'm pretty sure. I haven't seen an update, but he was supposed to be out for weeks, and that was, you know, through today, so I'm pretty sure he's not playing.
All right, you've got a piece up, went up yesterday. A lot of things we talked about yesterday about Zach Edey, and then ultimately reintegrating Ja. But the differences between this team before and after Edey, they're quite striking. I'd urge people to pop on over to the Daily Memphian and read it. One of the contrast was pace.
Wemby is out. Just look this up. Wemby is out. Castle is out. Both officially out.
Pace. One of the before and afters. I don't have it in front of me here. Whatever. The Grizzlies are 29th in pace or something since Edey. Like, what do you think?
29th in fast break points since Edey. I think they're like 22nd in pace, something like that.
What do you think it's gonna? Obviously, like, Isolde came in talking pace, 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 pace. Like, that was one of his major points of emphasis. What do you think? Where do you think they're going to land on this? Obviously, it's a different world they're in right now. But what do you think the aspiration will be?
You know, pace can mean different things. And Isolde sort of pointed this out sometimes in pressers when he gets asked about pace. Most people in the media or fans who are tuned to this kind of stuff, when they say pace, and myself included, although I have a little note in the story that makes this distinction, most people pace, they look at like the pace numbers on like NBA.com or whatever, which is the possessions played in a game, which gives you a sense of the back and forth rhythm across 48 minutes. For coaches, that's not necessarily the only thing pace means. They also mean like playing quickly within their half court offense and moving, you know, getting to the second and third options quickly, moving quickly enough to get to the second and third options in a 24-second shot clock, right?
Right.
And sometimes you could be stagnant in your half court offense and take 20 seconds to get a shot, and sometimes you can play at a quick pace in your half court offense and still take 20 seconds to get a shot, and it gives you the same pace number on that pace stat, right? So coaches mean different things when they talk about pace. The up and down of the game has slowed down for the Grizzlies. I do think I don't have access to stats that tell me this, but my sense is that they've been a little bit better at being quick within their half court, which is something I think he wants. But in terms of the back and forth, the up and down, I mean, your defense can slow down pace, and they've been better defensively. But if you look at the fast break points for the 29th since Edey's gotten back, they have not been dynamic in transition. And part of what he does mean by pace is he wants to get shots before the defense gets set. not like, you know, move through multiple actions against a set defense, but get the shots before the defense is set, and that will show up in those pace numbers. What I will say, and I pointed this out before, is that the Grizzlies have been a top 10 pace team in that sense every season they've had John Morant, except for the season he played 9 games.
Right.
And they were a top 10 pace team this season before John Morant, you know, had a calf injury. And so I think when Morant comes back, the pace is going to increase. There is an interesting element there of how much you lean into that and how much you don't. When you look at the talents of the talent of John Morant suggests high pace, the talent of Zach Edey suggests, like, let's let the big man get down the floor. You know, we may get a better shot in the half court when the big man's down the floor. And so what I think they're going to want is to, like, get it, which most coaches want, really. You get stuff in transition and early offense when it's there to be gotten, and when it's not, you get into your set, so you move through your sets quickly. Right. And where that ends up with a pace number, I don't know. Pace is not qualitative. Some people get confused by that. You know, it's like you're first. It's good to be first. It's not good to be first or last. It depends on how well you're doing what you're trying to do.
And as you point out, they have historically, in terms of the up and downness of it, been one of the quickest teams in the league whenever they have Ja. And that's true even when Steven Adams, not a gazelle, was the center. The difference is, of course, is that Steven Adams, you weren't ever waiting for Steven Adams to uncork your half-court offense, whereas you might be with Zach Edey. Like, there's no disadvantage to out-racing Steven Adams down the court, but there is perhaps with Zach Edey, given how effective he has proven to be. In terms of the guys around him, actually, like, Jaren can get up and down. Cedric Howard, absolutely. That'll be interesting to see. How much have we seen Ja play with Cedric Howard?
I'd have to go back and look at the numbers. Obviously, Howard was not in the starting lineup.
Right.
Howard moved into the starting lineup in the game where Ja injured the calf at Cleveland.
Yep.
And so that limited the pairing a little bit. They still play together in the flow. I will say this Grizzlies team is, and I know this a lot, I mean, this Grizzlies team is kind of under-athletic in a lot of ways.
Yep.
Well, athleticism takes many forms. Zach Edey is not a great athlete, but he's an above-the-rim. But in some ways he is, right? Just because the guy's that big, you know, who move well. But they have a lot of guys, like Jalen Wells is not much of an athlete by NBA standards.
No.
You think he was Caldwell Pope is not much of an athlete by NBA standards. Jock Landale is not much of an athlete by NBA standards. Even some of the guys who are, like Howard and Jaren, that they have their own sort of weird athletic limitations in terms of explosiveness. So this is not a team that's built, you know, it doesn't have the Zaire Williams, Anthony Melton just fly up and down the floor and erupt off the floor and catch lob dunks. It really doesn't have a lot of those guys.
Yeah. All right. Some of the other things that were interesting in your piece. One is, I will say, it's a continuation of what they did last year. It's fairly remarkable how good they are at beating teams with losing records. I mean, I think that they're 1-12 against teams with winning records right now and 8-0 against teams with losing records. Like, that's pretty, I mean, it obviously you'd like them to beat teams with winning records, but the remarkable consistency of that.
It's sort of, I mean, there's probably a lot of noise in there amid the signal. And so it's sort of, you feel, generalizing from that, it feels like you're half making stuff up, but I'll half make some stuff up anyway. To me, it sort of suggests a team that's like that is trying hard, but has limitations, right? Like, it's not a team that you just, you know, you're going through the motions and you just slip up and you get beat by bad teams because you're just not all there mentally. It suggests a team that's all there mentally and just, like, you know, not good enough to beat the better teams. As far as this season, though, they haven't had their guys still, and who knows if they ever will. But at some point, you expect to have like the first 6 minutes against Cleveland, you expect to have those five guys on the floor and maybe have them for a few games and start to get a better sense of what you can do. So I'm reluctant to generalize too much about what it says about the team because I don't think they've had the team.
Right. I think you're right, though. To me, almost the more remarkable thing was that they never slip up against teams with losing records. And I think you're right, given, you know, we can talk about the crises and tumult in this season, but the fact that they have literally not lost to a team with losing record is suggests to me that they're not letting go of the rope. Certainly, do we know? By the way, what's the when do we think John?
They will though. They're due.
They will.
They will. Yes. Losing record.
They will, and they will ultimately beat another team with a winning record. John, yeah. What's the calendar?
They're due an update any day now. I texted somebody this morning trying to find out not what the update is, because they're not going to tell me that, but when the update is, I have not heard. I mean, they said an update in whatever the time frame was, and that time frame is basically today, you know, or yesterday, okay, or whatever. And so they may wait till they get home from the road trip. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it's tomorrow. You know, you have the road game today. You fly back into Memphis after the game, and your doctors look at it in Memphis tomorrow, and then like tomorrow afternoon, you put something out. That would make sense to me.
I like that you said this made sense to me. Who knows? I don't know what's happening in the locker room, of course. But when your sense was something like Isolo, given the recent success, may now be in a somewhat better position to direct this vision. I don't know. Like, I don't know that he has more credibility.
That's a guess on my part, but sure.
It feels like it could be right, though, right? That when you get more credibility, when you feel like things are working, it becomes easier to persuade people to do the next thing that might be working.
Isolo talked about this in terms of like chemistry among players, right? Like, what comes first, the chemistry or the winning, right? Do you win because you have good chemistry, or do you end up the chemistry improve because you're winning? And he ultimately said you got to win. And so I think not only does that help among the players, it probably helps between the players and the coach. I mean, I would assume.
Two final things from your column. Again, people can read it over the Daily Memphian. You noted, and I had forgotten this. It is kind of interesting that we have been able to watch the core four and then whatever we called the John Jaren team, the We Here, whatever.
Used to be Grizz Next Gen, but that's not a label that lasts. Once you're past your mid-20s, you're not Next Gen anymore.
We got to see them play the same teams. They both, mostly it's Warriors. Like, they didn't really.
Mostly it's Warriors. Yeah,
it wasn't really Clippers. Like, Next Gen never got to play Blake Griffin and Chris. They got to play Chris Paul, but not that team, right? But it has been. It's sort of amazing. The core four was been able to play the Warriors, and Next Gen's been able to play the Warriors, and now whatever this sort of latest twist on the Grizzlies is has been able to play the Warriors. That feels like it is like we're winding down there. You better enjoy those while we have them. The clashes there. You took pleasure out of Edie Black and CP3?
Yeah, just another one of those, right? I mean, CP3 is someone who looms. As far as opponents go, Chris Paul looms pretty high in the Grizzlies lore. I mean, he even came back and, like, did the video for the Zach Randolph tribute night, and they got booed, like, you know, on the Jumbotron.
That's right.
You know, Tony Allen kicked him in the face. You know, Zach Edie was much nicer than that. He didn't kick him in the face. He just blocked his shot. But, you know, nice to have that little ships passing in the night moment. Zach Edey's big breakout week, you know, get a little Chris Paul in before he hits, you know, exit stage right at the end of the season.
And then finally, you pointed out that it really may work out well for the Grizzlies to have not advanced in cup play. Although, by the way, the Suns unfortunately beat the Lakers last night. That was a miserable turn of events. But
it's a small thing, but small things can matter. Yeah. Overall, I mean, everyone got two new games added to their schedule, because when the schedules are first put out now, it's 80 games, but you end up playing 82 regular season games. So everyone gets two added, and that depends on what happens in the cup. And the Grizzlies two that got added were against Utah and the Clippers, and all the other teams that they're sort of competing with to get into the play-in and potentially out of the play-in have a harder set of games. The Grizzlies have the easiest additional games of all those teams.
Is that not a little bit of a flaw? I mean, I think people want to win cup games, but it's a little bit of a flaw. Like, if you're advancing in the cup, you play other cup teams, which presumably won the game.
Yeah.
It's actually a problem.
If you're going to not advance in the cup, you know, you don't want to not advance and then have to play, you know, the Knicks and the Rockets, you know? And so, you know, it's a good consolation to get an extra game against the Jazz and the Clippers.
Did you take in any of that Suns-Lakers game last night?
I did not. Our internet is down. We got it fixed this morning, thankfully. But I had access to nothing of the sort last night.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian, his piece up over there at the Daily Memphian. How, it's impossible. Okay, I'll speak for myself. I find it impossible not to be encouraged by but fundamentally encouraged by the Grizzlies right now.
Yeah, totally.
To me, the fever over Isolo has at least broken, right?
Yep.
Don't you think?
Yep.
The jaw thing is on pause.
Yes, agreed.
We have not answered that, right?
We're paused.
We are.
I like that's a very good description.
The jaw thing is on pause. Cedric Howard, obviously, he started out shooting like crazy numbers, and now that's cooled off. But he looks like a hit, a massive success. Zach Edey, a massive success. Jalen Wells is now starting to make shots. I think Jaren's still a concern, slight concern, not having a tremendous year. Let's be clear.
He's had a better, like the last couple of games, he started to look better.
And so I feel pretty damn good about the Grizzlies. Jaws on pause. Jaren has me wondering. And then I will tell you, I was probably prematurely and sadly invested in draft picks and the Suns being good. Bothers me a little. Like, I was really looking forward to having what I hoped was
going to
be an entertaining year of NBA basketball, and yet also being able to look for a double dip, maybe even a double lottery dip, and we may not get that.
So, who knows? Maybe the Suns will get lucky in the lottery.
Maybe Devin Booker won't stay healthy.
Yeah,
I don't wish it on him.
No, of course not. Obviously,
We don't do that, but there you go. All right. And finally, because we're not going to get a chance to talk about this with Fishman.
Please don't say what I think you are.
I was going to say that once again, Drake May was not able to throw for 300 yards.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
What did you
think? I even told Aaliyah before the game.
He was not able to throw for 300. The guy's a fraud.
The Giants have been playing a little better, and before kickoff, I was like, I'm not saying I think we can win, but I was like, I think we can keep it frisky.
It was over so fast.
Like that.
It was over so fast. You're looking up right now, and the Bears are the best team in the Bears are leading the NFC, and the Pats are leading the AFC. This is craziness.
I actually think, though,
people think the Pats are good.
Well, this is setting up for, I don't know, man, the schedule's very good. I also think this is true, and this is the thing we'll find out. I think the Bills are more built to win in the playoffs than they have been in years past.
Yeah, we'll see.
Because think about this. Like, right now, we know this is true. Joe Burrow's not going to be in the playoffs.
Correct.
It's becoming increasingly more likely Patrick Mahomes
is
not
in the playoffs. They're going to win the rest of their games, and they will get into the playoffs.
The numbers are bad.
The rest of their games. They've got cake now.
The numbers are bad right now. And I'm not saying they're done.
It is funny. But you can tell me they missed the playoffs. What is the best team in the NFL? Who is the best team in the NFL? I'm top of the power rankings right now. It's the Pats.
I think it's the Rams.
Despite what happened this week. Three turnovers this week.
And it was a rainy day in Charlotte. Like, I think the Rams are the best team.
All right. Once again, if you're selling your house, Josh Heisa on the team at Keller Williams, the folks to call. It can be a tricky time to sell your house right now. It is a tricky market. We know that. And so there are two ways to go. You call Josh Heisa. He's got an unbelievable marketing plan, and he can market your house and sell it the traditional way. In fact, if he comes out to your house, even with the idea of sizing it up for an instant cash offer, and he says, you know what? I think we can make even more money selling this the traditional way. That's what he'll suggest to you. But there's a reason that people have, you're being besieged right now with, do you want to sell your home? Do you want to sell your home? Instant cash offer for your home. Well, there's a reason that people want to do it, because you get the certainty of knowing how much your house will sell for and when it will sell. And because you don't have to go through the rigmarole of fixing it up and having open houses and instant showings where you have to keep your house clean, none of that. So Josh will come to your house, and he's local. He's right here in the area. He's deep roots in the area, and so he's not trying to lowball you. He will give you a full price offer for your home, and then you can decide if that's the way you want to go. You owe it to yourself, if you are selling your house, to contact Josh Heisa. Josh has the buyers. Fishonfriday.com. When we come back, Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by our man in Washington, D.C., Charles Fishman. Charles, of course, is the author of 3 New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also a 3-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand. He joins me now. Charles, how are you?
I'm behind, man. I texted you a lot telling you to give me more time and you didn't. So
I know you're always looking for extra time. I don't see texts when I'm talking to previous guests. That's the problem. I don't see texts when I'm talking to previous guests. And I know you always have. You told me you wanted to do a speed round today. So I thought you had a million things.
There
we had
are
to
a
get
lot
to.
Of things. There's a lot of things to talk about, but things to talk about and prep time are very, very
You don't have to prepare to be on the radio. You just come out of here and just start shooting your ass. That's what we do here on the radio every day for 2 hours. Only you.
I don't do that.
No,
you
very clearly.
I do not do
Let's
that.
Just give people before this, how many times, what do you think the estimate is? How many times do we talk a day?
This is so embarrassing. we typically talk between 5 and 7 times a day. But it's like saying, how many times do I talk to my wife, or how many times our daughter lives with us now? How many times? You once described it as a conversation that's just interrupted by being off the phone. It's like we live together. We just have a thought. I use you as Jeff Calkins Radio. When I'm driving to the gym, when I'm driving to the grocery store, so I'm not bored, I call you. You entertain me. You call you on the dog walks. You do the same thing. You're driving home from yoga. You call me. So that's all. We talk all the time.
All right.
That doesn't count as show prep.
No. I'm dithering now. I'm dithering with you on the air. That's the point.
Right. That's not helpful because this is not good content. People listen for
okay.
Content.
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to give you. Okay. Well, let's go to the actual content, and I'll help out here. I'll give them actual content if you ever falter. Here's the thing, Charles. I've been listening to you when you've been telling me that consumer confidence is kind of shaky you know, all this dire news. Home Depot is whatever. They're worried about.
It's not been dire. It's been
nervous.
It's been cautious.
Nervous.
Cautious. It's
nervous. Okay, there you go.
Nervous.
And yet, what
we
I
use the word choiceful. Choiceful.
I never use that word. Never use the word choiceful. Okay. So, but what the news then? It stunned me to hear that it was a banger of a Black Friday. Evidently, is that right?
No, because I'm going to be very critical of the news coverage of Black Friday.
Right, fine, go ahead.
It was a banger of a Black Friday in online sales. Online sales hit a record. Let's have you guess. What percent of retail sales are online versus in actual stores?
In the world, you know? Or for the Christmas season?
No, in the U.S.
All sales, just things that are sold in the U.S. versus online versus. So I wouldn't, for example, a car. If I buy a car, that would be counted in the non-retail, non-online sale portion. If I go into a car dealer, we're counting everything that's bought. Is that what you're saying?
Cars are typically counted in the big thing, and then they provide you the data without cars.
I'd say this. I'd say 12%.
You can also
buy
a car online. Carvana is online.
I'd say 12%. I'd say 12%. I'd say 12% of sales are online.
What percent of sales do you think are online?
That's what I just said, 12%. I say 12%.
Jeffrey. Is your name Jeffrey?
Jeffrey's not here. He left. He was. Oh, there he is. There he is. Look.
God, he abandoned us.
Oh, I would guess.
What percent, Jeffrey?
I would guess 45%.
Don't look it up.
I'm not.
He's not looking.
He thinks
45%.
45%.
I think 12.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And I think that most people actually are in the Jeffrey camp. I think people have this image that everything we buy online. In fact, it's closer to Jeff. About 18% of what we buy online in the whole U.S. economy, which means that 82% of shopping.
Okay, but I would distinguish, though. I would, if you'd ask me Christmas shopping specifically, I would bet more than 50% of Christmas shopping happens online.
I thought we were talking Black Friday.
No, we were talking about things sold in the world.
General.
In those,
okay.
We were talking about things sold in the country on any given day throughout the entire year. Charles, don't you think that's true that it would be higher on Black Friday?
I'm looking right now because I've never looked this up. I don't think we have good data on what percent specifically of Christmas shopping is done online. What you find is that half of consumers say that they do shop online for Christmas. They shop online all the time.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
On Black Friday, online shopping on Black Friday, which, by the way, is easy to measure, did hit a record. Online shopping was up 9.1%. That's three times the pace that the economy is growing at, right? That's huge. But overall spending, if you include stores, and they look at Visa card spending, which is debit and credit card, and they can look at that very quickly. Overall spending on Black Friday was up 4.1%. And as we know, inflation is 3% since last year. Right. So the total increase, the actual increase in spending, was about 1%. That's better than going down.
That's good, yeah.
People keep predicting that consumers are going to wilt.
Retrench.
We haven't
right.
wilted.
It's interesting to me. I would be stunned if every year the online shopping doesn't go up, at least because people are still, they are still, this
people
is
are
still
migrating
happening.
Their shopping
they're still
online,
migrating.
Right.
Yeah, they're migrating every year. So, of course, it's going to go up every year.
I now buy, you know well, my dogs eat green beans, right. No salt green beans.
You talked about this last week, and you buy them online. You pick them up.
And I buy them online and get them at.
Who would have thought? Whoever would have thought that you would buy green beans?
And lots of people have their groceries delivered. My mother doesn't have an email address, but she has her groceries delivered.
All right, so it wasn't a banger of a Friday, but it was a good Friday.
It wasn't
good Friday, but it was a good Friday.
Solid in-store traffic. This is a slightly different measure. There are companies that go to malls and shopping areas. And they have digital cameras, and they measure the number of people on Black Friday who are shopping. In-store traffic was down 3.6%. So, and then they
it
hang
is,
on.
Go ahead.
the calendar isn't helping us this year. Sometimes the calendar is really helpful. When Christmas is on Saturday or Sunday or even Monday, that means you can shop furiously the day before. If Christmas is on Sunday, you shop on Saturday. Christmas is on Monday, you shop on Saturday and Sunday. People have the day off. Christmas is on Thursday. Christmas Eve is on Wednesday. So it's hard for people to do their last-minute shopping if they have to go to work, and lots of people do, in fact, have to work in the days leading up to Christmas. So that's not that helpful.
You did make the point. You made the point on social media, I saw, that isn't it nice that we're past the Black Friday nonsense that we had for about a decade in there, where people would line up and get into fist fights, and that was a whole thing in America, and that's no longer true, right?
Well, I actually, in the wake of saying that, I looked it up, and there are still places, Target offered some kind of deals. There are still places where people were lined up at 4 a.m. waiting to get in. What I appreciate is that's not nearly as common, and you can get those deals lots of different ways now. You can go online and get them. And most important, the media isn't covering these events. They aren't writing about and doing TV stories on people lined up in advance. And I think that calms the whole thing down. If you need to shop at 4 a.m. to get a deal, you probably should rethink your priorities.
Okay. Giving Tuesday.
Today, Giving Tuesday.
I'm control of the agenda here. Are you going to give on Giving Tuesday? Do you care about giving on Giving Tuesday?
I don't know. It's a hard question. I am going to move some of our giving from December, 30th, when we traditionally make all our charitable contributions in a furious race to beat the tax deadline. I think I'm going to move some of them to today just because people seem to want it. I wonder whether Giving Tuesday has increased giving. And it's increased giving on Giving Tuesday, which didn't exist, 10 years ago.
Yep.
And I like the contrast, of course, to Black Friday. I would urge people today to do a little, to give something that they might not have given otherwise. Pick something that you can, that you like, and give $10 or $20 that isn't moving the donation from the end of December or from, your weekly
something fresh
contribution at your church.
Fresh giving.
Give just $10. Wikipedia is one of the things we often talk about, which is such an incredible free resource. If you had to
why have Wikipedia? I know you've told people to give to Wikipedia
church
for
help.
A long time.
Church
let me ask about Wikipedia. Is Wikipedia in danger because of now, if you just type the same thing that I would have once gone to Wikipedia for, you now type in your search bar and AI regurgitates whatever, who was Paul Revere, whatever it is. And is Wikipedia under threat because of the AI alternative?
Well, Wikipedia has become a relatively reliable source. In the early days, it wasn't considered reliable, but now Wikipedia is really something you can
pretty much count on.
The facts
yeah.
are right. You can check the facts easily. There's no place anywhere else to find the rivers of the United States listed by length, or the rivers of the United States listed by water flow, or the size of the economy of every state. Those things are just fantastic. AI can't produce that kind of information, and the people who test AI, and I haven't done these, who test it, like who look up 1,000 things and then see whether it's right or not, tell you that somewhere between 40 and 70% of the time you ask Gemini or ChatGPT for facts, it makes stuff up. So I don't want to know, I don't want to see a list of the GDPs of the states of America where half the GDPs are made up, and I can't tell which is which. So in theory, it is. 10 years from now, Wikipedia articles may be, in fact, written by AI or bolstered
by
AI.
So right now, I do AI overview, the longest rivers in the U.S. I just put in the rivers of the U.S. listed by length. And it gives me Missouri is 1, Mississippi is 2, Yukon is 3, Rio Grande is 4, St. Lawrence River is 5, etc. So now, mind you,
but you know where it's getting
that from Wikipedia.
Yeah, Arkansas is 6. I'm not sure it's right. Whatever you said, the St. Lawrence, yeah, that's not on the list. But it's probably stealing it from Wikipedia, right? Scraping Wikipedia. So I think, and Wikipedia has pretty good financial resources. It has an endowment. But I think if you use it every day the way I do, if you use it 3 times a week,
it's worth giving
I may use it thoughtlessly 5 times a day. Giving a dollar a month, giving $12 is helpful to it, and also a reminder that there are real computer servers, there are real people there doing something.
All right, you want to talk
Morris's
about
group, Church Health, Memphis Union Mission feeds people in Memphis. Let's pause briefly.
Uh-huh.
We're going to bang this drum. If you're not in your company 401k. This is a great moment to do that. Talk about charitable giving to yourself. However old you are, if you're 35, if you're 45, if you're 25, and you're listening, and your company offers you a 401k, the 60-year-old version of you is begging you.
All right. Well, you want to talk about, make this a new year. Why do we have New Year's resolutions on this list?
That's what that is.
Oh, that is the New Year's resolution. You're getting to it early.
I want you to do it by New Year's. Because all you're doing is missing out on money and missing out on
savings. Because almost all 401ks come with a free match, too, right? Some kind
free
of
match,
minute,
but they minute all
match.
Come with tax benefits.
And they all come with tax benefits.
$1,000 saved in 2026, if you're 30, $1,000 saved in 2026 is $30,000 when you're 65. You don't have to do anything but just let it sit there in the stock market. So you're giving yourself a gift of $30,000 by saving $1,000. And $1,000 is literally, you know, whatever, $80 a month, $20
a week. Speaking of gifts, Michael Dell and his family giving all of America gifts.
This is huge news this morning. Michael and Susan Dell, he is the creator of Dell Technology, the makers of the personal computers. And they're a huge part of AI infrastructure now. Elon Musk uses Dell servers in his huge supercompute centers. Michael and Susan Dell announced this morning that they will be donating $6.25 billion directly to American children. They're going to put $250 in the accounts of 25 million American children each.
Well, John Martin? Like, who's going to get it?
Yes. John Martin's children absolutely qualify for this. Is Jeffrey having a child?
Jeffrey has a daughter.
Oh, Jeffrey. Yes,
Jeffrey.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So here's why they decided to do this. And here's how you're going to have to pay attention, but it won't be hard to do this.
Okay.
As you know, in the quote-unquote big, beautiful bill, the omnibus bill passed by Congress earlier this year.
We don't call it that
anymore.
We don't call it that anymore.
What do you call it?
I don't know, but he stopped calling it that.
Right. We established something called Invest America accounts, otherwise known as quote-unquote Trump accounts. Every child born in the next 4 years who has a Social Security number, born in the U.S., who has a Social Security number, will get an investment account with $1,000 in it from the U.S. government. When you're born next April 11th, the federal government will create an investment account for you, for that child, and put $1,000 in it. To qualify for the $1,000, actually had to be born started, we're going to go back to January 1 of this year. I say we, because this is a Trump idea that actually came from some investment bankers, including Michael Dell, that I support. They proposed it under the Biden administration. It didn't catch fire until Trump started backing it with his name attached. But this is a great idea. So, and it only applies to children born starting January 1 of this year, 2025, through the end of 2028. So right now, it's only in place during the Trump administration. I suspect that it will be extended forever because it's such a good idea. It's like a retirement account. Michael and Susan Dell are creating their fund and their donations for children already born, up to and including the age of 10. If you're two right now, you don't qualify for Trump's account. But Michael Dell.
Okay, so how do you get it? What should Jeffrey do? He wants $250. Jeffrey, do you want $250?
Josephine does.
Josephine wants $250.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It's the same thing. The $250 30 years from now.
Okay, but how do you get it?
Okay. We don't know exactly how you get it. You're gonna create a custodial account for your child, and then you will notify not the Dells, but the U.S. Treasury Department that you have a kid. Probably you'll have to provide the Social Security number of the kid, and then the account will be funded. The Dells will give the money to the Treasury, and the Treasury will give the money to you. And so they haven't actually been explicit about the details of how this is going to happen. We will, of course, talk about it on Fish on Friday on Tuesday as it becomes available. But you're going to want to put like a tickler in your calendar for April 1 and July 1 of next year and say, let me check on my Dell. How do I get my Dell money?
And do you think the idea here is, A, the $250, which will grow into whatever and how many, whatever, by the time they're 65, who knows how much that'll be. But is it also to sort of inspire people to do it for their kids beyond the $250?
Yeah, absolutely. These accounts, parents, friends, and employers can donate to these accounts up to, I believe, $2,500 a year. And the money grows tax-free. So the kids can get at it when they turn 18. Here's hoping that what happens when they turn 18 is they say, I'm going to either use this for college, or I'm going to save it for the down payment on a house, or this is a good start on my retirement fund. But they get 18 years of growth.
Right.
That's literally like being
one of the things that,
and you don't touch it till you're 50.
This is great at the Dells, by the way. One of the things that you said to me off the air, though, was how much are they giving and how much will that leave the poor Dell family with?
Well, Michael Dell personally has a net worth of $150 billion. So after he funds this, and his net worth goes up and down every day based on the price of Dell stock, after he funds this, he'll be down to, you know, $144 billion.
The level of wealth in this country is staggering.
Hang on.
Yes.
What's interesting is that you can give every child between the age of 1 and 10 $250 in America, 25 million children. That's 25 million people is as many people as live in all of Florida. And it literally barely changes the amount of money you have personally in the bank. But not everybody's generous with their money.
No.
So there's nothing but good here.
All right. Now we've dithered enough. If we're going to get to these three topics, we've got to pick up the pace. No tax.
Michael Dell did say, he's calling this the direct philanthropy model. There is one caveat. Only people who live in zip codes where the median income is $150,000 or less will get the accounts. $150,000 or less. Every zip code in Memphis has a median income of $150,000 or less, even the highest. So not a problem. Memphis, watch for that. Here's another. Are we going to go to tax on tips?
Yeah, sure.
This is another important Memphis.
Go ahead.
Memphis story.
Tax on tips, yep.
So again, part of the quote-unquote big, beautiful bill was this new exemption. If you receive part of your income through tips, you're not going to have to pay taxes on the tips. You can argue about whether this is a good idea or not. I don't understand why, if you're a waiter, your income should be tax-exempt, but if you're a car mechanic, it shouldn't. I don't get that at all, but it's done. The IRS is trying to write the rules for this, which are surprisingly complicated. They have said several things. First of all, only $25,000 in tip income qualifies. That may seem ridiculous if you're, you know, a waiter at a local diner, but there are people who make a lot more. We're about to get to those. They have said only professions that only jobs that already qualified, where much of the income or some of the income was in tips, qualify. So, they're doing it to avoid having.
You're kind of breaking up now, Charles. You're breaking up. You're breaking up. You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Move the income around now that there's a new law.
We're going to have to get rid of him. I think we're going to have to get rid of him. What, to cut him off, Jeffrey? What's happening here? Do you have a thought?
I think he's there, right?
Digital content creators. You can tip
them
online.
He's still talking.
Entertainers and performers. You know, if you go to a bar and you listen to a...
Okay.
Let's now get we rid lost of him.
Now we lost him. Yeah. Let's get rid of him. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it.
At C. Fishman.
At C. Fishman. I don't know what happened there. It was a little shaky all day long. Anyway. So, all right. We have... are you happy for Josephine getting $250?
Okay. So, I got confused. The Dell Foundation.
You aren't going to get the Trump money.
But
that was for the,
she could qualify for the Dell
money. But you can get the Dell money, and you can set... We don't know the details on the account yet, but sometime in the ensuing months, we will learn. And not only can she get the $250 that will that's free money that will grow tax-free, other family, friends, relatives, whatever, can contribute up to whatever, $4,000 or something, Charles said, a year, which is great, which will inspire hopefully people to invest. All right, we got, by this time tomorrow, will there be a new Memphis Tiger football coach?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Seems unlikely, right?
My gut says no.
I think no.
That's a pretty quick turnaround.
Well,
because
funny,
I don't think it was this. I don't think Memphis was expecting him.
I don't think so either. Like, does Ed Scott have an idea of who he might want to hire? Did he always? Of course. Like, you always think about it a little bit, right? But I think this was surprising to them too. So I don't, you know, to have to do interviews, to dig into people a little bit to see what you're getting at. I actually think it's going to take longer than tomorrow, but you never know. Maybe by tomorrow. We will find the answer to that. By tomorrow, we will certainly have the answer to whether the Grizzlies went 4-0 on this road trip. Tonight, we know Wemby's out. We know Castle is out. Do you find yourself... There was a while in there where I didn't have a lot of enthusiasm for...
Last week was a nice turning point where I was actually excited to watch.
Well, so much of it's just Edie.
Yes, obviously, a huge part. You know, and they're just playing better.
And then they're just playing better.
It doesn't feel like a chore.
And the other thing is, and this is a point Chris made the other day, when you get to the end of the game and you just don't assume that they're going to cough it up now.
Right.
You know, I think now, they're close games against
bad teams. I understand that.
But when you feel like there is a certain spirit and momentum that is created by all of this. So, all right, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They're going to be joined by Jessica Benson and Frank Bonner today on the program. Tim Murray back with us after vacation last week. We'll talk college football and more with Tim today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
All right, we got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. For now, work is done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.